Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a special day.
Today is National Iced Tea Day.
You want some iced tea?
Can I get you some iced tea?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would like some iced tea.
Lots of iced tea.
It's National Iced Tea Day.
Special day.
God, just because you decide it's a special day, it doesn't make one for me.
It's a weird thing to say.
That's not weird.
You're the weird one who doesn't love
iced tea.
It's delicious.
Happy National Iced Tea Day.
It's now time for Julie's
Get your breast checked. Every woman needs one in her mid-30s. Just do it, please. Get those things squeezed.
How funny is that?
So that is awesome!
Yesterday, we're leaving. I think it was the last break of the show. Julie's like, oh yeah, I got a mammogram, guys. I'm gonna go get my boobs squeezed.
Yeah. Right.
How did that go?
How was the squeezing? The squeezing, I forgot they do like four different squeezes.
Okay, I've never got one before.
It's like you just sit there and she's like, hold your breath. Breathe. Hold your breath again. And then it's actually super fast.
Okay.
And it's just the weirdest thing. But my results came back and it looks like everything's all good.
Hey, good for you.
My boobs have been cleared.
I was going to ask how fast they get those results. They get them right away, huh?
Yeah, and they do like 3D images now, which is pretty crazy.
Wow. You get to take those home?
I wish. I'm like, can I show this to my boyfriend?
My boobs. Too funny. Well, I'm glad that worked out for you.
Yes.
That was an interesting day. We also posted up a picture on the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram of all of us as Pixar Disney characters, very cartoon style. Kevin and I were talking about it this morning. Julie, we think you could easily be like a Disney princess for sure.
You guys know just how to talk to me. You've learned how to talk Julie Tristan. I appreciate it.
Kevin said he looks like his son.
I do. I look like Jackson.
Really?
Yeah. Like his school picture.
Kevin looks handsome.
Oh, thank you.
You go, looking Kev. Good,
Kevin. Yeah,
he's a good looking dude.
Lance, did you like your picture? I couldn't tell if Lance was mad about his picture. Were you mad at me, Lance?
No, I wasn't mad. I was just saying, you know, Kevin's always talking about how his head is so small, or other people talk about how Kevin's head is so small, and I ended up with the smallest head.
Right, yeah,
pictures.
I know.
I was like, wait, are you making fun of me? Because there was another picture where I'm like, my head's too big. He's like making a head joke. I'm like, wait, he's making fun of me.
What do you think the movie would be about? Started it. What would our story be?
Oh my gosh, that's a fun
idea.
That's
a good question.
You know, just kicking off a radio show and you learn some life lessons on a morning radio show. Disney Pixar's next film, A Radio Life.
Right, A Radio Life.
Yeah.
Come on, Disney, pay a guy. I just got a baby.
I just had a baby.
Well, let's have some fun. Let's get this show started. The big animated show, A Radio Life, The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for hanging out with The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. To reward you for waking up early with us, we got some stories that'll put a smile on your face, like giving scholarships back.
That's right. I promise this is a good story. So a Harvard-bound graduate surprised faculty and classmates. She returned a generous scholarship. Her name is Verda, and she made the selfless announcement during high school graduation. She was on the stage three times. First, she was the class speaker, gave a speech to her emotional speech to her classmates. Afterwards, she returned to her seat, called back to the stage because the principal presented her and a classmate with this year's General Excellence Award, which comes with a $40,000 scholarship. And she's going to Harvard. You know, that's expensive. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like one class at Harvard.
Right. Exactly.
So that's an outrageous school.
Right. She went back to her seat after she was awarded that. I guess took some time to think about it. And then she said, can I come back on stage? And then she said, I'm so grateful for this, but I also know I'm not the one who needs it the most. Knowing that her mom went to community college and knowing how much that was helpful, she said, I'd be so grateful to the administration if they would consider giving this scholarship to someone going to community college, because I know it's such a great honor. And I also know I am not the most in need of it right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Did that give you goosebumps? Oh, I have goosebumps.
And being an alum of a community college, Lewis and Clark Community College, that can go a very long way. That's not just for one kid. You could probably pay for a couple of kids to attend community college with that scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. So good job, graduate. Congrats on getting Harvard. That's awesome. And then giving a scholarship to someone who needs it. I mean, if she said it in front of their whole class, it's kind of like they have to do it. So you go, girl.
What a cool story.
Yeah.
We threw it up on the web for you to share because it deserves to be shared at Y98.com. Sometimes following all these celebrity drama is like nearly impossible. That's why on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we have Julie to recap everything that's happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. Like, trying to just follow Kim and Kanye's relationship is impossible.
It is. It really is. Kanye, so Kim and Kanye, they are donezo. But Kanye, I know, he was spotted in France with another woman. Irina Shayk. She was a model for Yeezy before, so they've known each other for years. So you might know her name because she used to date Bradley Cooper, and actually, she's Bradley Cooper's baby mama.
Yeah.
They have a daughter together.
I was like, why do I know that name? And I was like, oh, Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Irina and Kanye, like, there's interests on both sides. They both kind of like each other. So this could be his next relationship.
She clearly does not have a type, because I feel like Bradley Cooper and Kanye are complete opposites.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Agreed. Bradley Cooper seems like so chill and easygoing, and Kanye seems...
A little more high maintenance. And apparently Irina's not friends with Kim, so it's not like weird or anything. She's like, he just doesn't really know each other. Howie Mandel says, we don't know how bad his struggles with anxiety and OCD can get. He said, I still have not been that open about how dark and ugly it really gets. He said, I try to anchor myself. I have a beautiful family and I love what I do.
I think it's awesome that he comes out and talks about that stuff, because I do think we see celebrities and think everything is perfect and we don't really know everything that's going on off air. Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, I should have done this right after the last one, but the series finale, If You Care, which I don't know if I care, maybe half care. The series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that is tonight on E!
And they're going to break in live, and Kim's going to go like celebrity deathmatch on her.
I know. I wish Kevin had a Kardashian's accent. Do you have, can you do Kim Kardashian, Kev?
No.
That's kind of close.
I cannot.
That's not
more
close
like
at all.
Dr. Evil.
I know. I'm like, you're not sounding like Kim right now. That's your entertainment.
Sorry, Scott.
No.
We'll throw up all those stories up at y98.com. Too funny. Little birds fly on my window. You know my accent, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. That you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah. I'll never say. Think back to your first summer job. You're getting responsibility. Finally, summertime looks a little bit different than it was when you were a kid. 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, you were a camp counselor, which I think is one of the coolest summer jobs. Yeah. I never went to camp. I never was a camp counselor. And I'm so jealous of those like memories that you create at camp and being a camp counselor.
I know. It's so fun. I think I might have gone to the camp. So there was some sort of camp that was in Maryland Heights, and it was right down the street from my middle school, which is called Pattonville Heights. And there was some sort of camp down there. And I guess maybe I went to it, and then I got to be a camp counselor because I was like an older, you know, camper.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. You just run around and play kickball with the kids or do a bunch of random outdoor stuff. You're just like outdoors all day.
My first summer job, I was a cart attendant at Target. And I got more than just my first summer job. That's where I met my wife, which is interesting. And I got a new appreciation of putting your cart back. I always, always put my cart back no matter what now. No matter if it's pouring out, I walk it back to the cart area.
Oh, you do? You like take it inside? You don't leave it outside?
No, I'm not that good. But there was a point where I would consider it because I felt so bad for these dang cart attendants.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
We would work in the freezing cold or the rain. It didn't make a difference. I was my first summer job was a cart attendant. I used to wrangle those carts, man.
Oh, good for you, man. I'm trying to think. Mine first, I was more outdoorsy, and I'm thinking of the two jobs I had was I mowed the lawns in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which was a great job because my dad bought the gas, you know, and never had to pay dad back for gas. So you're like, wait a second, man.
Where are those kids anymore? Like, I'm paying my neighbor who never comes.
Kevin, do you remember what you used to charge per lawn? I was kind of curious what the going rate was.
Gosh, this would have been like the mid-80s. It was like $10 a lawn.
Julie, what do you pay? Is it like something, it way more?
Well, he only does my front lawn, and I pay him $15.
Okay. So,
right. But otherwise, it would be 30 for both. You probably did both.
Kind
of, right?
Just curious what the difference is, and what people charge,
Yeah.
Great. That's great. That was also like one of our first like responsibilities, but we didn't get paid. We just had to cut grass, and then I would cut my neighbor's grass. So I think just because, I don't know, I would play in their pool and stuff.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I was working on it for free. I didn't know that Kevin was charging $10 a
lawn. Yeah, no kidding.
314-531-9898. What was your first summer job? Did anyone have anything interesting? Like, you worked a job that was kind of outside the box? We'll share some of those stories next on Y98. About 6 minutes away from Florida Georgia Line tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're reminiscing about our first summer jobs. Summer's officially here and you start looking back, and that's kind of like a turning point when like summer goes from like play to like I got to make some money and earn some responsibility, and you just start just looking at summer differently. I remember like the first time I had to work like during the 4th of July when I was working at Target at my first summer job. I'm like, oh man, I'm no longer a kid again.
That's so funny.
It's funny you mentioned 4th of July. My older brother worked at a fireworks stand for a couple of summers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the cool thing was he got a major discount on fireworks.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, so
good
we
job.
Had some great shows back in the day.
My brother didn't have as cool as a summer job as your brother. He still works for the same company that he worked for a summer job. What they do is, you know, like grease traps, and you probably don't know, but like at fast food restaurants, they have to store grease somewhere. He would go and clean the things they store grease in at like fast food restaurants, and now he helps sell it for that company. But still works in the same job or the same company that he got his first summer job at.
No way. He must be like almost owning that company by now, hopefully.
You would gig, right? Somebody should like move him on. I'm CEO. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
What are people texting on the Bomberito text line?
Well, someone said when I was 16, I started as a camp counselor. Now I'm 26. I'm still working at a summer camp during the summer, but I am the camp director and have been for 6 years. I just can't leave these kids. I love it too much. Someone else said they were a drink server at the Holiday Inn for the Six Flags breakfast with the characters.
Oh, Six cool. Flags would be a cool
That's
job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Brittany in House Springs, what was your first summer job?
So I actually had two of them, and I imagine, I figured everybody did this, but I worked at Six Flags. I actually worked there for like 3 years, and I made management within 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I love doing that.
That's awesome.
Good.
And then my second one, I had two of them. I actually worked at a horse rescue ranch, training horses, rehabilitating them, and then we would adopt them out to forever homes.
In Missouri somewhere?
Yeah, actually about 30 minutes from where I live. It's like Cedar Hill area.
What's it called? I wonder if I've heard of it.
So it's down in Catawissa. It's Meadow Crest Farms. It's a small little one, but it made a big difference for a lot of horses. It was really cool.
That's nice. So cool. How old were you to do a job like that? I feel like that's a big responsibility.
So I was actually only like 14, 15.
Wow. Wow. You must have been good with horses, though. That's cool. Yeah.
I love them. I grew up with them, and she's a good trainer. She trained me, and I worked with her for many, many years, and then I kind of just branched off and did other things. But she's a wonderful person, and I love her, and I'll be grateful for her for the time that she gave me.
That's a really cool call. Thank you so much, Brittany. We appreciate it. Those are some cool summer jobs. Also coming up, Florida Georgia Line tickets in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best.
Florida Georgia Line tickets right after Keep It Moving.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
That's right, I'll read a headline and Julie will either tell me keep it moving, I'm bored with that headline, or she'll say tell me more. These are all the stories that are trending on the internet right now. You'll hear as many stories as Julie lets you hear in 2 minutes and then you win Florida Georgia Line tickets. You ready, Julie?
I'm ready.
2 minutes on the clock. Where does Missouri and Illinois rank in the U.S. for having hangriness?
Probably pretty high. Tell me more.
No, it's actually lower than you think. Hunger causes anger, makes hangry. Missouri is the 48th hangriest, and Illinois is 50th, meaning both states are well satisfied at eating pretty
good.
Wow.
Okay, so we eat a lot. We're all overweight. Thanks a lot.
Maine was the highest. Maine ain't got no food there, man. Somebody give them some food.
Yeah, right.
Tinder is allowing for you to block contacts.
Tell me more, because you don't want your contacts showing up in like your swiping thing.
I guess it's been a huge problem. Never used Tinder in my life, but they said that, yeah, everyone complains about it. So what they've now done is you allow access to your contacts and then you can decide who you want to block. They don't show up on yours and you won't show up on theirs. And so that way there's never an awkward swiping moment for anybody. They said they tried this in Asia and the average person blocked about 12 people from their contact list that they didn't want to see.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want like your ex showing up in like your Tinder swipey thing. Nothing.
Yeah, they said the ex was the biggest reason and the biggest number one complaint. You know, Julie.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
What are people expected to spend on Father's Day this year?
Oh, ooh, am I going to live up to that? Keep it moving.
That's a lot. You should just keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Someone got caught at a bar after taking a sick day, and the judge ruled they should not have been fired. Want to know why?
I do want to know why, because we need to know what they did wrong.
Yep, so he called in sick, went to the bar, said, you know what, I'm going to go to the bar and hang out and drink. I guess in their handbook, it doesn't say you can't socialize. It says you can do whatever you want with your sick day, basically.
Oh.
And so he actually is going to get paid off. Wrongful termination lawsuit he won, and he's going to get a bunch of money from it.
I wonder what it says in our sick day book.
Yeah, we're going to look at all the attention to detail.
Let me just make sure I know what's happening.
Speaking of liquor, Bud Light is releasing 3 new hard seltzer flavors for this fall.
I love you, Bud Light, but I'm over hard seltzer. Keep it moving.
Okay. You can carry your driver's license in your phone now.
Okay, tell me more about that.
All right, last story. Apple's wallet app will now allow you to store your driver's license in your phone so you no longer have to carry your purse if you needed to go somewhere, like show off your ID if you're at a concert or something like that. Also, TSA checkpoints will also accept it too, so no longer have to carry your license with you. And they also are going to allow you to have your hotel key card as well, so because that's an inconvenience, they said, as well, in your phone. Store it.
So the police are okay if you get pulled over and like, here's my license in my phone.
Yeah. They said now they'll okay. show you, you'll be able to show your license that way now.
If you are an officer and you disagree, please call us now.
Fred better keep it, keep it. Fred better keep it moving.
Let's open up that Bomberito box office for caller 18. You can win Florida Georgia Line tickets. These guys are so much fun in concert. Oh,
you
Julie.
You want me to open up the box
yeah,
office?
Yeah, go ahead, Julie. Yeah.
All right. Here's how we're doing it today.
What do we got?
Okay. Oh, it's just a bit of fun.
Loki opened it today.
Oh, because Loki came out on Netflix, right? Or
yeah,
Disney
that's right.
Plus?
Kevin and I are going to use a different character to open the box office every day.
Well, isn't Loki scary? I'm going to be afraid to win these tickets.
That's
but
right.
But Loki.
He might get you.
Run into the altar like a track star. Wake up with Brett and Julius hooking people up with Florida Georgia Line tickets like Laura from St. Peter's. Yay! Congratulations! Woo! You want to be like Laura? You'll have another chance to win those Florida Georgia Line tickets at 7:05 tomorrow morning. Julie, I'm pretty sure who I know will never win Florida Georgia Line tickets is anyone who works at Y98 because they don't listen to us.
I don't think any of them listen to us because they have not found what we hid.
Yep. We hid something in the studio to prove that they don't listen. We'll tell you what that was and why they should actually be listening because they can make some money off of it.
Right. Isn't that right, Kevin?
That is. Wait. Yes.
We'll explain that later.
7:22 for that, but first, weather and traffic.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home partly sunny, hot, and humid today. Chance for isolated showers. High near 90.
We're not loved, Julie. I thought the family at Y98 loved us. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We decided to prove that we thought, hey, nobody's listening, so we're going to prove it. And we decided to put our money where our mouth is. We hid money in the studio. And is it still there, guys?
It's
Julie?
Still there.
Well, it's basically it's an IOU. $100
yeah.
If you find this, then it says love Kevin.
Yeah, see, that's maybe that's why it hasn't been found, because they really do love me.
Exactly. But yeah, we talked about hiding this piece of paper. It's right under the board, and I guess you have no reason to look under there, so you'd have to actually listen.
Yeah.
And
the only way they would find out is if they were listening, they would know instantly where it's hidden. They go and claim their IOU, and Kevin would clearly cough up the money.
Yeah.
I know Jen listens in the morning, so I don't know. Maybe she had a busy day yesterday and she didn't listen. A couple people texted. They're like, can I text Jen about it? I'm like, no, it's a game. You can't, like, tell her about it. They have to hear it themselves.
Yeah, Julie thought Jen was going to get it instantly.
Totally. I was like, she's totally going to get it.
Oh, you thought Jen, too? I thought you guys were ruling out Hayes. I thought Hayes had a chance.
Well, I also,
Hayes is asleep right now.
Thought,
I know it.
I think Jake, though, has a good shot because that's where Jake sleeps.
We found that out. That when Julie had put up the tent in the studio, we found out he sleeps at the studio. So, he's got it.
Well, yeah. Sometimes he plays music at night at different places after he's off work, so he probably does sleep in the studio.
Right. So, okay, let's take this. All right, let's do this.
Double
the money
down.
Is still there. Do we think we need to increase the money? Wait, should we throw some more of Kevin's money in there?
Kevin, let's double down. Let's change
double
that
it?
One to a two.
What are you in, Kevin? You cough up $200 or what, man?
I wasn't even in for the 100 here. This is...
Julian, I think you've been out voting and you've been outvoted.
Yeah, okay. We're changing the 1-2-2, Kev. You better hold that money in the pocket.
Well, since they're not listening anyway, why not? Let's do it. Let's make
exactly.
it happen. Let's make it happen.
First person to find it, Jen, Hayes, or Jake, maybe even the new boss. If you work at Y98 and you come and claim the money, Kevin's going to give you $200. We have a legitimate IOU for you to cash in. But you got to be listening. We'll never talk about it again.
Yeah, we probably will if you don't find it still. But if you know them, don't text them. They have to listen themselves.
All right. We'll see how long it takes them to find it now that we've increased it to $200. What's coming up in the entertainment minute?
Okay. Jeff Lowe is a wanted man. The Tiger King guy that's not in prison could be going to prison with his other Tiger King friend.
No, they're all going to prison. Why 98 St. Louis? We do that story next. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, the show that pays their coworkers and IOUs to listen. Here's the Entertainment Minute, where we recap everything that happens in Hollywood in 60 seconds with the queen of IOUs, Julie Tristan.
That's right. All right, let's check out the entertainment news. It's first, the Tiger King. Remember when we loved the Tiger King and now we're like, the Tiger King is crazy. Tiger King star Jeff Lowe is wanted by police in Las Vegas. He didn't show up for his hearing on Wednesday. TMZ says 4 bench warrants were issued stemming from a 2017 case. He was charged with like 3 counts of not having proper licensing to have wild animals, a count of doing business without a license. He was convicted of illegally using animals to make money in Vegas, but agreed to stay out of trouble to avoid jail time. Well, now he is in trouble. He has to post $20,000 to wipe out the warrants and get a new court date. And don't forget, him and his wife were arrested last weekend for DUIs in Oklahoma.
What a mess.
But what did a listener call and say, Kev?
Yeah, Jessica called in and said, don't forget about Crown Ridge Tiger Sanctuary in St. Genevieve. They've got some of the tigers from Tiger King. They're taking care of them, and donations are always welcome. Again, that's Crown Ridge Tiger Sanctuary in St. Gen.
Yeah,
God, they're in a better place.
Yes. I know. I was looking at their website, and it says, spend a night in tiger territory. So you can like maybe go to a little overnight getaway with your loved one. Also in entertainment news, all 5 Spice Girls reunited to release a Pride t-shirt. All the proceeds go to charity. And then tonight, the season finale of Rebel on ABC, followed by The Real Rebel, the Erin Brockovich story on ABC. And I was like, where did Erin Brockovich happen? Was that in Missouri somewhere, or?
I don't know.
I think it was another state. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I probably should have Googled it first. And that's
you committed to it.
That's your entertainment minute.
Google it. When you're Googling the Erin Brockovich story, can you go to Y98.com for those stories too?
Thank you.
Lance is going to make one of the most annoying things in the world sound sexy. He'll prove it to you in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
It's too hard to sleep.
Lance can make anything sound sexy.
Sexy, smooth voice of Lance.
Yes, I'm in the mood for this right now.
Are you, Jim? Yeah. All right, Lance, no pressure. So we'll give Lance something that's super unsexy, and he will make it sound as sexy as possible. Something as annoying as poor internet connection, Lance. Mm-hmm. Most frustrating thing in the world. Can you make it sound sexy for Julie? Because I know Julie hates this.
I'm annoyed by it already, Lance.
I was dealing with that with my streaming last night on TV. It locked up, and then I rebooted it and was trying to watch the MLB app, and it said Cardinals Mets rained out. It's like, yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago. So mine went back in time. I don't know exactly how that
I'm like,
happened.
Did we start yet, Lance? Because I do not feel sexy yet.
Hang on.
Come on, Lance. Give it to me.
Julie. Julie.
Oh, wow.
Patience, Julie.
Okay, here we go.
Julie's quick out of the gate, we've just learned.
You got called out.
Helpful hints for dealing with a slow internet connection. Weak signal? Fix your Wi-Fi. Call your internet provider. Maybe the problem isn't you. Check your speeds and your internet plan. Know your hardware's limitations. That's always a good idea.
Lance's doesn't have any. Should you go back?
Give your hardware the give your hardware the quote unquote universal fix.
Whoa!
Oh. Right?
You're right. Yeah.
And when all else fails, you know what you do. You just give up.
What?
Hey, these are legitimate off of the internet solutions for dealing with slow internet problems.
Oh, you rock.
Give up is the last one.
Wow. That's awesome. That's
Julie,
awesome.
Did it make it less frustrating to hear Lance read those instructions?
I didn't actually listen to what he was saying, just the way he was saying it, so he did great.
That's a girl that you got blushing, Lance.
Lance can make anything sound sexy.
So hot.
Knock it out, Lance. I gotta work now.
Like I said, patience, Julie. Patience.
I hope she makes.
Kind of curious if anyone else has these little things, something small that ended a relationship, or you just couldn't date somebody because of this little tiny thing, but it was a big deal to you. 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, what was the tiny thing that bothered you in a relationship?
I am embarrassed by this, but I want to remind you, I've done a lot of, gone to a lot of therapists. I do a lot of life coaching. I've worked on myself a lot since I was a freshman in high school. So when I was a freshman in high school, I was like, loved the skaters. And so I would date like the skateboard people.
Okay.
And someone, I dated a skater and he was not a good skateboarder and it was so unattractive. Like, I can't skateboard at all, but it was so unattractive. I broke up with him because I'm attracted to guys that are really good at something. Like, they have a special talent and but I was like, I'm going to have to end this with you, sir.
Is anyone out there listening that can make Julie not feel alone? Did anyone was dating somebody, watch them perform at anything, and you're like, I can't, this relationship's over. I can never unsee this.
You're not
you
good
were terrible at that. 314-531-9898 so Julie doesn't feel too bad about it. 60% of people I read will not date someone if they're a bad driver. I felt like that was a little thing to have. But then I thought to myself, maybe that tells you a lot about somebody if they're a good driver or not. I couldn't tell. Do you think you would not date someone if they're a bad driver?
I feel like maybe I would at this point. Because if you're always scared you're going to get in an accident, then I would have anxiety. Right. And so I probably couldn't handle this.
And you know what? In my defense, those animals came out of nowhere.
Okay? Oh, Kevin!
Kevin, you're a bad driver.
That's right. He hits animals on accident.
I mean, come on. You're not expecting that. It's my drive time. It's my drive time. It's where I live.
Get Sarah at No H on the phone. Is she a bad driver?
At least you're married, and 60% of people would have found this out about you, Kevin. You would not have been an eligible bachelor.
Right. Right.
She's stuck.
One of my friends broke up with somebody because she was a slow walker.
Explain that a minute.
He said they were walking places like in a park and he would always have to wait up for her and it was just driving him crazy.
Oh.
So I can't keep hanging out with her.
Wow.
That's so funny.
I put that on Instagram yesterday and somebody had texted in and said, or DM'd me and said, this is like a Seinfeld episode. But I think all of these small little things, once something small happens, and if you're not attracted to that person, even the tiniest little thing could drive you absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was that small thing that ended your relationship? Share some of yours so Julie doesn't feel alone and judged.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531.
What about us? What about us? What about us? 6 minutes away from Maroon 5 tickets. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie is a no judgment zone. We've all broken up with somebody for something silly or small, but it was a big deal to you. I was reading online like 60% of people would not date someone who was a bad driver. I'm like, is that silly? That seems like a silly thing. But then you start thinking about it, and you can learn a lot about the way somebody drives. That shows you a lot about who they are. They're wild and crazy.
Wait, how am I as a driver? I drove you around.
You are wonderful.
Oh, good answer.
I had a friend who, you know, broke up with somebody for being a slow walker. Julie said, you know what? I saw somebody, you know, tripping on the skateboard and I just couldn't do it anymore.
I know. I feel bad about that, though. I mean, you feel bad about it, but you're like, eh, sorry.
314-531-9898. People texting in on the Bomberito text line. What are the small things somebody dumped somebody for?
Someone said, I broke up with a guy in high school because I didn't like the car he drove. It was embarrassing.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
If you can't kiss or kiss like me, you're out, is what someone else said.
Yeah, that is a small thing. Like, I think kissing is like one of the, like, you got to be matched up. You have to find the right kisser.
Yeah. And then another person said, I broke up with a guy in college once because he ate like a cow.
Oh.
Like with his mouth open, I'm guessing.
Mouth open, loud chewer.
That's hilarious.
Legit reason to get dumped. Laura, what is the small reason you... Laura, small reason you broke up with somebody.
Well, excuse me. I actually broke up with a guy in high school because his hands were smaller than mine.
Oh, a small hand.
I get you. You don't want anyone to make you feel like a big ogre, like they need to be bigger.
It did. Do you ever watch The King of Queens back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you remember the episode where Carrie got this, picture that... She got it given to her where she had this abnormally huge hand.
Yes.
There was an episode like that. And after that, I just broke up with them because I'd like to feel like I don't have abnormally huge hands for a woman.
Right.
But I think that he had abnormally small hands for a guy.
Yeah, it was his fault. That's not right. Yours. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, these guys in here are probably thinking you broke up for another reason because of small hands, but we as women don't like to feel like big ogres, so you need to be bigger than us.
Julie went there. Exactly. I wasn't going to go there.
No, you already went there by your laugh after she said that, okay?
Something I could have said to make it all stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so before you go.
No judgment here on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We know you had your reasons. It might seem simple. It might seem small. But what is the reason you broke up with somebody? We'll read some more of these text messages. Take a call, and then Maroon 5 tickets are yours. 314-531-9898. On the Bomberito text line, Julie, you said you had some good ones, huh?
Oh, we said had some good ones. One person said, I blocked a guy I was talking to because he did not like Lady Gaga.
That's funny. That's also interesting. If you would not date somebody if they did not like a certain artist too.
Yeah, that's so true. Someone else said the guy bought purple pants. Done.
Can never unsee that. You see this dude in purple pants, like, how are you ever supposed to hook up again?
I'm okay with guys in purple pants, just FYI.
Boyfriend's listening.
If you're listening, go ahead and get your purple pants out. Someone said, Kevin's gonna like this one. What about a basement full of G.I. Joes and superheroes?
Wait. I'm not going to like that one. That's from my wife.
I know. I was like, that's a guy. I'd be okay with that.
Damn. Kevin's wife texted in.
I think if you find someone like that, you could be possibly married for 20 years. I think it's happiness. That's what I'm saying.
Is that really your wife? Because it's a 618 number.
Mm-hmm. That is my wife.
Oh, yes. My God. Yes. That's hilarious.
So funny.
Nice job, Sarah. No H.
Jeff, do you have one here, man? You broke up with someone for a silly reason?
I do. Yeah, I do. Thanks for taking the call. I broke up with girls for a few reasons in the past, but I think probably the weirdest or funniest one, also maybe the grossest one, is I dated a girl one time in the winter. By the time we got to the summer, you know, you're starting to wear sandals and stuff, and I didn't realize it, but she had some horrendous feet.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, these feet look like she was valeting for the Flintstones.
No, really?
It was terrible, and I just couldn't do it anymore. So
did she get she didn't get like pedicures? Like, they looked bad too? Because I feel like I have fat little chunky feet, and I'm like, when I get pedicures, do I have Flintstone feet? I don't know.
You know, it reminded me of the scene in Dumb and Dumber, if you've ever seen the movie, where they go to get a pedicure and they bring out the grinding angle grinder.
Oh, God, Jeff.
Oh, wow.
Jeff, you're a legend, man. That's Thank you so awesome. Much for the call.
You're welcome.
good luck finding somebody without those type of feet.
Oh my gosh, now I feel feet insecure.
We had a guy here who used to work at this radio station who called those Barney Rubble feet. He had a
name. Oh my gosh, I'm Googling Barney Rubble feet. I'm going to compare it to mine.
Let's open up the Bomberito box office right now and give away those Maroon 5 tickets, whether you have weird feet or not. You can still win them. Just be caller 18. To open up the Bomberito box office, we have a special guest, right, Julie?
We do. It's Loki.
Loki. Oh, it's just a bit of fun.
Boom. Officially Loki. Open. 314-531-9898. We'll take caller 18, and we'll play some Maroon 5 on Y98 St. Louis. I'm obsessed with that Maroon 5 song. It's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis. And we have Maroon 5 tickets, and Sarah in Granite City is going. Yeah. Congratulations. Woo. You want to win those Maroon 5 tickets like Sarah? Same time tomorrow, 8:05, for your chance at Maroon 5 tickets. Julie, you've been dominating the game, the Blockbuster Summer Tagline Game. Do you think you'll win next?
Listen, I'm going to work on being a good loser if I lose. So I'm gonna work on myself for this contest, okay?
Okay, that's a reason enough to listen. Find out if Julie actually can lose gracefully at age 22.
Unless I win.
Oh, yeah, she might win, people. You never know. Age 22 will do that. But first, weather and traffic.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home partly sunny. Oh, it's a hot and humid day in St. Louis. High near 90 tomorrow. Even hotter. High near 95.
This is a game we've been playing all week. It's the Summer Blockbuster Tagline Game, where we revisit some of those summer blockbuster movies as we get ready for big movies to come out. Like In the Heights came out today. Kevin, you said you're returning back to the movies maybe even this weekend.
Maybe? Yeah, I might go see Cruella.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Heard good things about it, so we'll see.
So it's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Well, how this game works is Julie just wins. But there are rules. Kevin will read a summer blockbuster movie. He'll read a tagline, which we realize some of the taglines changed over time. And we'll try to guess what that tagline, what movie it's from. And we'll yell out our name when we know the answer, everyone.
Yes.
All right,
Julie.
Right.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I'll give you the year and the tagline to the summer blockbuster. Here we go.
Okay.
I feel the need.
Julie.
Lance.
Brett. Everybody knew it.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Whoa. You didn't even go out the year. What year was it? 85?
1986.
The close. Need for Speed.
Good job.
Yes, right. I'm winning so far. See, I'm being a good winner right now.
No, it's abundantly clear.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The year was 1998. The tagline, the mission is a man.
Brett.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan is correct. Good job on that.
I never saw that one.
What?
I
think Julie's still winning.
Oh. No, I'm not winning. I'm being a good player right now. It's a tie.
You need to see that.
Saving, I feel like it's too violent
for me. Yeah, well, it's probably one of the...
Yeah, it's a war movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Storming Omaha Beach, one of the most cinematic, amazing things on screen. I highly recommend that movie. Go check it out.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Last round. Here we go.
The last one. The year was 2008. The tagline, why so serious?
Brett? The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Oh,
yeah,
that was the Joker.
Trick was come up with the right Batman movie.
I know. You see that? I was trying to figure it out too.
I'm trying to find the right Batman movie. Well, that's the right Batman movie.
Oh, that puts me in such a good mood.
So Julie wins, right? So,
I did not win, and I'm okay with that.
Who was the winner, Julie?
Brett, you won, and you rocked it. Nice job. Yeah.
Save that audio.
Look at me. He wrote up so fast.
Y98 St. Louis. What's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
I don't know. This game sucks. I'm just kidding. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie. Wondering if I sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. It's the champion with the jockeys.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that happened in the entertainment world. We do it for you because we know your life is busy, so we do it in 60 seconds. It's called The Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan.
Ryan Reynolds. Yowza, he is good looking. Just in time for Father's Day, Ryan Reynolds and his aviator gin created a brand new cocktail. He calls it the vasectomy. It celebrates the joys of being a dad.
We're going to celebrate with the mother of all cocktails. If the little ones have you running around a bit today, the little scamps. Now that is as refreshing as fatherhood.
It's so funny. If you want to see the commercial he did or just, you know, Hot Ryan Reynolds, go to 198.com. Oh, my God, the vasectomy. It's like the color's red. It's ridiculous. Okay, Jennifer Garner doesn't care who Ben Affleck is dating. She says she has moved on. She just hopes her kids remain his top priority, which I think that's very fair.
Cool.
Jennifer Garner continues to be the best ex of all time.
I know.
They should give out an award at one of those award shows. They give out every award show. Every award show gives out a million awards. Jennifer Garner should get one for being the best ex.
Yeah, and being the best on Instagram because her page is so fun to follow.
Is she good? Really?
She does like the fake cooking show where she does all these recipes. It looks really good though.
Really?
And then on TV tonight, NBC canceled, NBC canceled Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, but the creator's trying to save it, so I think they're trying to put it on, like, a streaming service. And then, Peacock, I'm excited about this. Remember MacGruber? Well,
MacGruber!
Yes! Lawrence Fishburne, Sam Elliott, and Mickey Rourke have all joined Peacock's MacGruber. I knew Kevin was going to like that one.
I love it!
And that's your...
He seems so excited.
He loves it.
I'm excited for that. Well, you know, Will Forte is in that Sweet Tooth. Spoiler alert, he's not in it for long.
Kevin! Don't spoil that. I haven't watched it yet.
He's got to go do MacGruber.
Half deer, half boy.
Right.
Still very 100% weird.
Still not interested in that show, Kevin, no matter what you tell me about that.
All right.
Not interested.
That's your entertainment.
Well, throw up those stories at Y98.com if you want to see hot Ryan Reynolds in a funny commercial. Get ready for an overdose of adorableness on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie will introduce us to our Pet of the Week, which is brought to you by Treats Unleashed.
That's right. Treats Unleashed, thanks so much for being the sponsor of our Pet of the Week every week. So this week, I want to introduce you to Buddy and Ayana. They really do need a miracle. So these two dogs, they need to be adopted as a pair. Their owner died in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
So they need to stay together. They're actually in the car with the owner, and they said that the dogs did not leave the owner's side as she passed away.
What a horrible story.
This is like loyalty right here. It makes us so sad to hear that, but it makes us happy that Yuppie Puppy Forever Rescue, they're helping them. And they say so far that these two kiddos haven't had any interest. They're older dogs, so all they do is sleep all day. They eat together. They play together. If you watch our video, they're like short little fluff ball dogs.
They really are.
Yeah.
Go to the Instagram to see that video, The Wake Up Y98. Julie, you adopted older dogs. Mostly, that's mostly what all you do.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the bond that you can receive with a dog like that?
You know what is so cool? It's like older dogs, they appreciate that you're helping them. They know on some level that like difficult. So they, like, my dogs are so appreciative that they're in my life. And really, I only want to adopt old dogs because it's so good knowing, like, that old soul. There's such special personalities.
Yeah. It kind of breaks my heart because I do feel like, you know, everybody thinks of, like, cute babies and puppies, and that's what you want. But, you know, these older dogs need homes. And like you said, like, this loyalty that these dogs had. And if you watch the video, one, it's super adorable. So if you're going into work right now, don't start work. Just go watch puppies or watch dogs. And they do. You can tell they have, like, a true brother-sister loyalty bond. That's the type of dogs you want for your family.
Yeah, 100% potty trained. They said they haven't had any accidents indoors at Yuppie Puppy, which is awesome.
Yeah, it breaks my heart that there's not a lot of interest. If this sounds like something that you and your family can do, go to our Instagram, the Wake Up Y98. You can see the video. Think about it with your family. And also DM us. Julie will answer any questions you have. She's great about that.
Oh, yeah, and you get a gift card at Treats Unleashed and a bag of fresh baked assorted handmade from scratch treats if you adopt them.
Awesome. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Memories bring back, memories bring back your.
More Maroon 5 tickets tomorrow at 8:05. Make sure you set an alarm to win those. Julie comes into the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and she goes, I got this genius idea. We got to talk about hot men.
It's very genius. Thank you very much.
I do. The best idea we've ever had. So here's Julie's hot guy fact of the day.
It's now time for Julie's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
Well, we just played a little Maroon 5. So Adam Levine, you get to be our hot guy today. Adam Levine is showing off his abs. Ooh, and his tattoos. I love a good tattoo. He's doing a shirtless workout in Hawaii. Go look at those pictures at Y98.com.
That was Jimmy's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated. My ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
These tickets are sold out, basically impossible to get. The Pride Drag Brunch, and you can win some of those tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie's going down in Ballpark Village this weekend, right?
Yeah, Pride and Ballpark Village joined to kick off Pride Month with a Pride Edition Drag Brunch hosted by the Missouri All-American Goddess Tabby Cat featuring Rehab Divas of the Grove cast, never-before-seen performances, special audience giveaways, a chance to win $1,000 from the Missouri Lottery, plus Pride St. Louis. We'll be making a major announcement that you won't want to miss.
This is awesome. If you've ever been one of these brunches, they're so much fun. This is awesome.
And mimosas.
And mimosas. Get ready. Let's open up the Bomberito box office. Caller 18, you can win those tickets. 314-531-9898 to win those tickets on Y98. Such a fun event that's going to be going down this weekend. The sold-out Pride Drag Brunch happening in Ballpark Village. Julie, I'm super stoked about this. And let's introduce Paula to it. Paula, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so, so excited.
You're going to be going to the brunch this weekend.
Yeah. Paula, bring those dollar bills, because whenever the drag queens dance, it's so much fun. You, like, they come over, they get a dollar bill. It's like, it's the best time ever.
I cannot wait.
Have you ever been before, Paula? Have you ever been to, like, one of these drag shows?
No, I have not. I'm so excited to go.
Yeah. You're going to set the Mimosa World Record.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hold on. We'll get your info, Paula. And we want to make sure we get your info so we can text. You can text us pictures at the drag brunch, because we want some of those, okay?
All right.
Deal. Lance, what do the roads look like?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.